from a galaxy far, far away.
And a bookshelf straight out of the 90s.
From Thrawn to Dantooine.
And everything in between. This is Legends Look Back.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Legends Look Back, proudly part of the Utini Podcast Network, a Star Wars books podcast for all the people with abs like Druis Sabayoth. You know who you are. Where we celebrate the Star Wars EU and expand your universe one episode at a time. I am your host, Jared Mays, and I'm joined by my legendary co-hosts, Freddie C.
How is it going, Slimos? I'm assuming it's semi-derogatory in the Star Wars.
It's not a slur, is it?
I don't know. Not sure. Slimo.
We sure use it a lot around here.
Possibly is. So first of all, Jared, while we were, you know, you said, hey, show's coming up. I looked into my notes. You take a look at the show notes. The title of the show name took me by surprise.
Oh, yeah, me too. I did bat around a couple of different titles before landing on this one. What is the title for our audio listeners, Freddie?
Gamorreans Galore, with a pig emoji as our, what do you call that? What is that, like the show symbol?
Yeah, the show emoji.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got a kick out of that. The moment that I settled on that, I knew it would delight you. And there's nothing I love more than delighting you, Freddie, except for possibly delighting our producer, Rick Race.
That was great. Thanks for that intro. Yeah, sorry I screwed up the opener. I don't know what happened. Obviously, the fat fingers and buttons just had a day. But
I can't fire you.
That's right.
Because I desperately need you.
That's right.
So, and don't you forget it. I will literally do whatever it takes to keep you around. However, I did record some fun bonus Legends Look Back content with some real live Utini folks in person at the inaugural UtiniCon, which took place this past weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so we are going to be debuting a couple little promo videos that we shot during this episode itself, as well as, guys, we've got something very fun. We're going to do, what was it called back in the 90s when there was like a double episode of a TV show? What do they call that? Like a
double feature?
Double feature.
A block party?
Yeah. I don't know. Back to back. Trying to remember.
Yeah. We got a double feature tomorrow, whenever you're listening to this, that we're releasing two episodes of Legends Look Back at the same time. And so this episode, which we're recording live, 151, Gamorreans Galore, we're also debuting a bonus episode, 22 minutes long, that I shot with Andrew Bell. Infamously of the Utiniverse, Andrew Bell. What is he from? He just is. Andrew just exists, okay? And he and I talk all about the new Jedi Order. So that's me dropping right alongside this. But first, we've got tonight's news-centric episode. We've got a lot on the docket. New ELC covers for Iron Fist, 501st, and the Lando Calrissian adventures. We've got hot new action figures for The Last Command, a Kenobi Inkstone cover I'm absolutely drooling over, and a very special recap of the inaugural UtiniCon, aforementioned UtiniCon. But first, Rick, you're foaming at the mouth over there, buddy, to share the weird things you've been doing in your room all weekend long.
Your proboscis.
So weird. So weird. Yes. So, I've been rearranging my shelves. I wanted to do this for a while where I have combined all the weird things I collect. So, like, action figures, Funkos, books, comics, whatever. And I'm trying to arrange them by, like, themes. And I'm going crazy with this.
That idea from me, by the way, right?
Did I? I don't know.
I've been doing that for years.
But
I'm kidding. Yeah,
I probably did.
No,
I probably did. But it's a great idea. I've been having so much fun. So
I'm glad you like it. I've got a whole KOTOR feature over here. I'll have to post.
Oh, dude, yeah. So yeah, let me give you a little tour of my shelf right now. Let me figure out the best way to do this.
Rick, while you vamp here, while you get set up, this is our segment that we call Legends. Nope. This is the segment that we call Thrakken's Thrift Store, in which case we show off recent additions to our collections. So new things that we've purchased, because this is Legends fandom.
I see.
But Rick has found a way to do this and save money, which is just rearrange the stuff he already has.
Yeah.
Now the question is, has it been read? Likely not. But I see what you're going for here, Rick. I like what you're doing.
you got a Thrawn shelf.
Got a Thrawn shelf, got a Boba... it looks like that was Boba Fett originally, but we've got the Bounty Hunter shelf, I'd call that. That's awesome. The Snips shelf.
I think the Shelfie Cam has audio on. You might need to mute, Rick.
There you go.
There we go.
Oh, okay. So what is this? The Jedi shelf, I'm assuming?
Yeah, summarize it.
Yeah, and for the folks who aren't watching this, it's essentially books that are in theme, so let's just say Thrawn books, with all the Thrawn collectibles that he's had over the years. So,
oh, moisture evaporator alert.
I just saw moisture evaporator, so we're in the Luke shelf right now. There's a moisture evaporator. I think there's a hand as well, like just a hand crawling around.
Wait, whose hand? Rick, where'd you get that hand?
How did you get that hand?
Yeah, Thrawn used to have it. It's fun. So
this is awesome, Rick. This has got to take a lot of work, right? Oh, we've got the Sith shelf, which contains...
Say that five times fast, Freddy.
A T might appear there.
Wait, why is Jar Jar on the Sith shelf?
That's a good one. We've got Palpatine completely disrobed on that shelf as well.
Wait, was he really?
No.
Oh. I do like, Rick, that you had a Dark Empire shelf. We do need to get you some of those Dark Empire action figures.
That would be
I
good.
Only have a couple myself. Freddie, remember when you bought one for me and then decided to keep it because you liked it so much?
I do. I do remember that. Happens, right? You get a collectible, you're like, dang, this is just too nice.
So, Rick, since you were away from your microphone for that segment,
yeah,
what do you want to tell us about that experience?
I just had so much fun with it, guys. You know, combining canon and legends and, like I said, just a little bit of everything. And I've got, like, a whole nother 20 to do in my office where my other half of the collection lives. And, yeah, so more photos coming because this is fun. Like, I haven't been, I haven't been collecting more actively. And so stuff has just kind of been sitting on my shelves for a while, and it was getting dusty. And so this really revitalized my excitement about the stuff I already have and looking at what I really want to focus on in the future. So I've really enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
Rick,
I love it.
I'm impressed.
A great way. You don't always have to spend money. Go ahead, Freddy.
I was just going to say, I'm impressed by the attention to detail, right? You're not just putting things on a spot and lining it up. You're strategically mounting them and... Yeah, for those who are just listening to this, you've got to check it out. What Rick's done here is pretty fascinating.
And I would say, Rick, that a great place for your photos to live would be in the Utini Collections channel in the Discord.
Ooh, good there drop go. There. I like that. Yep.
Also, we got to get you a Thrushie.
Oh, yeah.
A little Thrawn plushie for your
Thrushie. That sounds like a pediatric... Affliction.
Thank you to Jacob from the Cosmic Forest for that pediatric affliction. I believe he originated the term. So probably wants nothing to do with this whatsoever. But
words are hard, okay? Words are hard.
Moving on. Freddie, you've got a big life event happening in like 2 weeks. I imagine that Star Wars collecting is not near the top of your list at the moment.
If I could afford it, it would be. Yeah, unfortunately, there's very little collecting going on right now, so nothing to show during the Thrakken's thrift store. Although, I did get we're going to talk about it soon, the Last Command 4-pack. That was still in the budget.
You mean the 6-pack?
There you go. Working on that for the wedding, actually. The Sabaoth workout routine. Hopefully.
Yeah. We need to do a Rocky highlight reel of your pre-wedding workout routine you've been doing. All right, well, I've got something here. You remember when we did, just a few weeks ago, the Phantom Menace toy episode?
Oh, yeah.
We did all the merch. It was, like, providential, guys. Like, the Force. Is it the Living Force or the Cosmic Force? Which one was... We are going to talk about the Living Force book here in just a minute. Which one, like, you know, arranges things behind the scenes in order to make stuff happen? I can never keep it
straight. Yeah, me neither.
All right. Anyway, it was like the very next day after we recorded the show. I went to my local game exchange. Rick, you and I hit up a game exchange once and found a jackpot. Remember
oh,
that?
Yeah.
Something similar happened to me. I walked into my game exchange and they had a bunch of the KFC Taco Bell Pizza Hut toys.
Nice.
They had like five or six boxes of these on the shelf, and I showed some restraint. I only bought one.
Nice.
I have not opened this yet. We're going to have a live unboxing like it's 1999 here on Legends Look Back. The front of the box has young Anakin, who's, I mean, he's like seconds away from saying, "Now this is pod racing." Okay. We've got Jar Jar, Boss Nass, and Queen Amidala on the side about to drop the sickest rap album of 1999. The back is like one of the pieces to the big puzzle. Remember how they put them all together and makes the collage? Well, here we go. Opening it up. I don't even remember what I bought. Let's find out. Hear it. Oh, yeah. Listen to that ASMR. The box. Oh, I dropped it. It is an N1.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming out of the bag for all the collectors out there. I know you're cringing. But this is going to go on the shelf. I like to put the ships on the shelf. I like to have little ship figures in front of the books because they fit just right. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's poking out the back. Very sharp tail on the N1 here. Here it comes. I'm very excited to have this. I don't have a yellow N1 on any of my shelves. There it is. Look at this beauty. So,
did it come with a mount? Or
yeah, the handle, I think, is for so you can fly it around and say pew, pew, pew. But I don't need to do that because it's going to go on the shelf. But very happy to have this. Oh, I think it shoots. No, I don't know what it just did, but it made a noise.
Self-destruct in 5 minutes.
Gotta love it. So, guys, I think that is going to round out our Thrakken's Thrift Store segment. And that brings us to a segment that we call Legends Lookout. Rick, you've got the images. Freddie, you're going to tell us about the books.
Oh, yeah.
Just came out. We've got some new covers. I'll try to put this back in the box.
As Jared puts his beautiful, what was that, KFC or Taco Bell? I can't remember which one.
I mean, it's nondescript. It comes from all three.
I think it was the combo.
It's the Yum, right? Yum brands.
Yeah, you get all of them.
Anyway, while he puts that away, there are some new stuff, new books coming out that you all need to grab, and the covers are beautiful. So we've got, let's see here. I'm a little far in the. There it is. Here we go. All right. New wave
I believe
of covers
ready.
For the Essential Legends Collection. 501st, an Imperial Commando novel by Karen Travis. Look at that cover. That looks like, they almost look like Death Troopers or, what is it called? Dark Trooper? I forget what they're called.
They look like they're marching into KFC to get some great merch from 1999. They have some determination.
Absolutely. And then we've got another one up here, which I think we've got it misspelled, but is it Iron Fist?
There it is.
Yeah. Late, great Aaron Alston.
Thank you.
And this Correct. Is, as we're here, this is another one of the, we talked about this, I think, last show, but the great naming conventions of Star Wars Legends, Wraith Squadron, Iron Fist, Book 2. You know, like, it's layered. There's some layers to the name.
Iron Fist, Book also, 2 of the Wraith Squadron of the Star Wars X-Wing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It this also going. Features the titular Gamorrean of the episode title. Guys, we've never had a Gamorrean in this much full HD on a book cover before.
Never.
And Piggy is glorious.
Great.
Yeah, Vort Sebring, I believe is his name. Just spectacular. Look at those jowls. You ever believe we'd see jowls like that on a Legends novel?
No, I am excited.
Yellow and orange jowls. You love to see it.
I do love it. And I like that cover. So do you recall what the one before this was colored? Was it orange or was it blue? I can't remember.
Wraith Squadron. I can look it up.
All right.
I'm also colorblind, so I'm not going to have a very good answer.
Let's see what Scuba Joe says in the chat. What color was that book, Scuba Joe? Let's move on to the next one while everyone's looking that up. We've got...
Yeah, it's also yellow.
Ooh. It's okay. Also yellow. All right. That's good to know. That would make sense, right? Book 2. And of course, I like this one. This is the one I'm absolutely going to grab. The Lando Calrissian Adventures by L. Neil Smith. Look at that cover. That screams retro to me. They did it right.
It is. It's the original cover. They just repackaged it and slapped a huge banner on it.
It looks a little refinished, but it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, Tom, friend of the show, Tom from Delray, says that the art is so classic. Most fans have never seen it. Only got one print run with this original art. They redid the original art. And so very few fans actually have this cover. They said that they actually have it, the original art, framed and on display in their Del Rey offices in New York, which is awesome.
That's awesome.
And if I'm getting those details wrong, I apologize. That's what I remember him saying.
I wonder.
And
that's the original art you said, Jared?
Yeah, from the 80s?
Because what it looks like to me is the photo that we're seeing here, if it is, in fact, that well put together, likely scanned it in, because this is a high-def version of what we see in the books, that's for sure.
Okay, Rick, you got to show this comment from Skooma Joe. This is fantastic. Fun fact, L. Neil Smith ran for president in 2000. I had forgotten that fun fact.
I've never heard that. That's incredible.
But the people love the Lando art. Show the other Lando comments here. Surfer Eddie says, I'm glad they stuck to this original Lando art. Izgul says, Lando! And also, look at Vuffy Raw. Vuffy Raw on the cover. Ooh, I gotta zoom in on that. Gotta have to pinch to zoom when I'm on mobile later. But not right now, because we've got more show to do.
A lot.
You can pinch your friends at home.
But you can't pinch your friend's nose. Is that how it goes? Something like that?
But, Freddie, I know you're dying to talk about these action figures. We've been talking about these behind the scenes for weeks at this point, and it is finally time to talk about the Last Command Black Series 4-pack. This was like when the moon dropped on Chewie. Spoiler alert for Vector Prime. It left that kind of a cataclysmic wake throughout the Legends fan base, didn't it, Rick?
Yep, it hurt.
Yeah, I was really deciding too. Like, is this something that I need to get for my collection? Right? Like, is this? I've got everything budgeted for the wedding. That's where all my money's going, and of course, this drops.
My question was, do I need one or two of these for my collection?
That's fair.
Or three? Honestly, I thought about buying three.
I'm so excited about these. These are awesome.
The best part of this entire thing, of this entire 4-pack, is the 6-pack within the 4-pack.
Yeah, zoom in. I think we've got quite a few photos here. So give us the full rundown, Freddie, and Rick's gonna scroll through the slideshow.
All right, the Last Command Black Series 4-pack comes with some beautiful artistic comic book art. What it looks like to be comic book art.
Yeah. Which is getting a hardcover release this summer, and trade paperback as well. I mean, they're going all in on this.
That's awesome. And then we've got Luke Skywalker, of course. Mara Jade. Yeah, look, there's Luke.
That's Luke.
It's confusing. Yeah, that's Luke.
Luke. There's Mara. I like that. There's Luke and Luke.
Which is funny because there's Luke and Luke, but Mara has two heads. She comes with a removable head, so one has, like, the hood, and the other has the long red locks flowing. So there's two Lukes, one Mara with two heads, just so we're clear.
And, of course, absolutely devastatingly shredded.
Moses.
Deranged Dark Jedi Master, Druus Sebaioth.
Did you just call him a jark? He is such a jark.
Jark.
Oh, man. That
look
is
at those
glorious
sparkle fingers
right there.
I know.
And the starch in those sleeves.
the abs, though, like, they're there. They're very clear. They're very obvious.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they just didn't clothe him. This is perfect. This
glad
is why
they let the V fly open. Looks fantastic. That's right. So I'm getting one to keep in the box because the box is really nice. I'm also probably going to get another set of them to pull out on display. I want to put a Yasala Mari around Thrawn's neck, have him in the chair, because I've got an extra Thrawn. And then I'm going to set up, like, the whole duel. I want to have Luke and Mara and Sabaoth. I can't wait. I'm going to do the whole decorating nonsense on the shelf like Rick had earlier in the episode.
I'm really digging that Miami Sabaoth, though.
Miami Sabaoth. All right, now there is some drama about this. Jacob says it in the chat here. The Mara Jade lightsaber choice reminds me of the ELC drama, LOL. Isn't purple technically wrong here? Guys, I'm the wrong person to ask. I'm colorblind. I do believe, though, that in The Last Command, Mara does not have a purple lightsaber. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oof.
Yeah, according to Skooma Joe, let's pop that up. He's answered it swiftly. So
didn't have a purple saber here, and Sabaoth didn't have a lightsaber at all, let alone a red lightsaber. It looks cool though, and that's right, it does look cool.
Yeah,
absolutely. So that's fantastic, fantastic.
And Emma apparently graduated with Mara Jade, which is pretty cool. So
that's fantastic. Got it. All right, which of the four figures is your favorite, Rick?
I mean, Sabaoth is the obvious one, but I love the evil face of Lauk.
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's exactly like in the comic. Exactly.
This one right here, like, that's just a great... I'm excited about that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, the lightsaber I remember Mara having, and she might not have gotten it till the end of the trilogy. It's time for another Thrawn trilogy reread, apparently. I remember her getting the legacy saber, so Anakin's and then Luke's, the blue saber. But I think that happens after the Sabaoth duel, which makes me wonder which saber she had for the Sabaoth duel, because it's convoluted and a little bit ridiculous to even say out loud, but it was like, Luke was cloned from Luke's severed hand.
That Rick had in his shelf.
Which was attached to that lightsaber in the first place. So, yeah, let us know in the comments if you know what she had. So, we got a great discussion going on right now as to what color saber she had. Skooma says she had a purple lightsaber included with the figure, but she lost it at some point between Choices of One and the Thrawn trilogy. Checks out. Yeah, sounds right. Fantastic. Gotta love being a Legends fan, where we debate things from, what, 30 years ago?
Yep.
And so, these are available at HasbroPulse.com. Pre-ordering for $89.99. That's for the whole kit of all four. And they are slated for release on August 1st. But that's not the only Thrawn news. We got a double dose of Thrawn, just like you're going to get a double dose of Legends Look Back today. We've got the double dose of Thrawn news, and that is the new Thrawn Trilogy trade paperback is coming out July 17th. That is, the comics themselves are not new. They're from, what, the 90s? Mm-hmm. A long time ago. But they're getting a repackaged, re-release. Guys, it's a good time to be a Thrawn fan, for obvious reasons. Due out July 17th, Star Wars Legends, the Thrawn Trilogy. You got Luke here looking like Freddy wants to look like on his wedding day.
Oh, yeah. Look at those shoulders, those biceps. Look at that. What is that? The horseshoe on his triceps right there?
Yeah, and he totally has a farmer's tan, too.
You know what this reminds me of? Hold on. Jared.
Wait. Is that Buff Han from Powers of the Force?
Yeah.
But doesn't it all look like Harrison Ford?
Look at his quads, man. They're massive. Yeah.
Those shoulders are way too wide.
Not as good as Monkey Leia from that set. But,
34-inch guns.
Still good. So, this collects Heir to the Empire 1 through 6, Dark Force Rising 1 through 6, and The Last Command 1 through 6, totaling for 504 pages, retailing for $49.99. I can't wait to get one of these. I have never had every single one of those issues in one volume before, and I do read them quite often. It's a great adaptation. I do think that Zahn's writing in the actual books is better, but it's just kind of fun to look at Basil Amiri sometimes.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And we've got some other re-releases happening. Guys, there's a ton of Legends news. Rick, you want to take this one about Kenobi?
Yes. I'm excited about this one. Kenobi is getting a Inkstone release. And it's going to be the full works, right? Foil stamped cover, orange sprayed edges. They're signed and numbered. I don't think John Jackson Miller numbered them, but they are numbered, and he signed them.
And, he would like that joke. He would.
Yes. Let's see. And they are available for pre-order for 25 British pounds. That's hard to say as well, which I'm sure there's a equivalency.
Like 30 bucks, something like that?
Yeah. And then you add
25 fake dollars.
And then you add shipping, and it's like 50 bucks.
Here's the issue with this. It's another $25 for shipping.
So I mean,
all in all, to the U.S.
Right.
So for our British listeners, congratulations, you losers. the issue is, no, we love you. The issue is, it's like 50 bucks all in all for it to arrive at your doorstep. Now, it's beautiful when it does. The Inkstone Dawn of the Jedi is for my money, quite possibly top five of like my nicest quality Legends books that I own. Extremely nice. Who am I kidding? I'm going to buy one. I just haven't yet. And hopefully they're not already sold out with the pre-orders. Yeah, Freddie, tell us what's so great about it.
Well, first of all, it's a hardcover, so it's nicely made, not the flimsy covers that we usually see for the ELCs. Not just that, we've got this beautiful blue, what do you call this? The lining of the pages? I always forget.
Sprayed edges.
Gilded. The gilded pages.
There you go.
It's signed, of course, by Tim Levin. What else do we have in here? I mean, this is what you get for getting this Inkstone book. It's a hardcover of the ELC cover. So if you don't...
Oh.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah,
Jared.
remove the dust jacket.
Oh, that's right.
This is the real money. It's gold foil stamped logos on the front and the back and the spine. And that's probably the nicest part, in my opinion.
It's a little anachronistic, though, isn't it?
Now, somewhere on that is the old school Jedi logo. It might be the back, somewhere around there. You just got to look for it.
Cool.
Let's see here.
But we're going to lose the audio listeners if we're not careful.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Not there. For now.
Well, we'll find it. We'll find it sooner or later. It'll show up if we keep looking. Those are really nice. Let us know in the comments if you're going to get one. And would you like for us to do a giveaway of one? I'll let us look back. There's also the potential that we could grab like a show copy. So if you're like drooling at the mouth. Foaming at the mouth? Drooling
Nope.
I'm terrible with expressions.
I am too. I always combine them and make something really awkward.
You know who's not awkward? John Jackson Miller. This is a busy month for John Jackson Miller. Yeah. John Jackson Miller has the Kenobi Inkstone hardcover up for sale. He also has a brand new book, canon book, releasing today.
How many books has he
April
signed?
9th. Just all billions.
Of them. All of them.
He never sleeps. The man never sleeps. I actually have his autograph on multiple things in this very room.
Yeah. You know, if you're part of the pre-order, he had a deal where he'll ship you a autographed book plate to put in a book, and I'm waiting for that to come in so I can put it in probably Kenobi, but I think this is Living Force. It just came in as well, so yeah.
Oh, let's get a live unboxing! Come on!
I just don't know if it's actually what it is, so this could either be...
It'll either be awesome or it'll be hilarious.
Well, let's go.
So... Let's tell the folks what it is. It's the Living Force while you unbox.
Yes.
The Living Force is the new, brand new canon book set before The Phantom Menace. It's a road trip book with all 12 Jedi Council members to the planet Quinn, where they want to get in touch with the needs of ordinary people. And I'm proud to say it's the definitive Oppo Rancisis content that we've been waiting 30 years for.
Oh, good. It's
25 years for.
Some medicine for acid reflux. And
Oporensis,
the Living Force.
There you go.
Fantastic.
You know, Amazon's going to combine their boxes whenever they can.
I got a chance to read this already.
Nice.
And would describe it, no spoilers, as delightfully stupid.
I love it. It sounds great.
But not everybody's going to share my opinion. It's got some really profound, thought-provoking moments as well. There's a lot of Jedi Council members in here that you really never get to know on the kind of level that we do with this, unless you read, a Jedi Council : Acts of War from the 90s, the comic way back in the day, which we have, let's be honest. But anyway, it's a fantastic book. I love it. And I'm so excited for Oppo. Can I get the one for Oppo Rancisis? You know Oppo Rancisis deserves the solo cam. Yeah, finally gets his time to shine. Let's raise the roof. With Oppo Rancisis, with all four of his hands, guys, because he's got extras
and a large
under the wardrobe.
Table.
Let's keep the tunic down, though. You can raise the hands, but...
raise the roof for Oppo Rancisis. Very excited to get this book. Congratulations to John Jackson Miller for The Living Force. Speaking of The Living Force, Freddie, you used to be producer. Tell the good folks about what those
Darth
folks have
Plagueis.
Done.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, so let's see here. We've got, first of all, Living Force. The Utini Show is what we're calling those folks now. And if you haven't caught up, huge congratulations to everybody at the Utini Show. Let's see, we've got the artist formerly known as Corey, Eric, Charles, and Wes.
No, they're still known as that, but the show is no longer known as The Living Force. It's now called The Utini Show.
Exactly.
The Living Force is now a book.
The Living Force had to get rid of it. John Jackson Miller needed it. So, you know, that's essentially...
No, you're welcome, Mr. Miller.
But yeah, The Utini Show. For those of you who have not caught The Utini Show, it's the next step into, I would say, Utini. And Jared, I don't know if you want to feel free to take it away, but it's a new coat of paint, really new approach. Production?
High.
Very high. Better. A lot better
it's
than
high.
I've seen. It's not just the Living Force that you know. This is a real show.
It's like they're a Pokemon that evolved from a War Turtle into a Blastoise.
Yeah, or like who else could we say here? Into
Metapod and Butterfree.
That's fitting. Oh yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Living Force was more than a Magikarp. So come on,
just say it. Started off as Magikarp. Now you're Gyarados. You want that Gyarados. Yeah, huge congrats to everybody over there. It takes a lot of work to do what that team is doing, and if you have not caught any of their shows yet, please do so. It is very entertaining. You will spend your time with your friends. That's what it feels like.
And you'll also spend your time critiquing their choice of socks, which is fun and part of the experience. But seriously, it is a very, very well-produced show. Yeah. Great content, great discussion, and yeah, it feels like you're in the living room with them, which is really fun.
Funny you say that, because I was the other day. We're going to show that video in just a minute. And so I got to go into Utini HQ. Funny, when I got to the door, I was like, because I'd watched the Utini show. They're all in their socks. Corey's like, no shoes in the house. I like hesitated.
Take off your
clothes.
Should
I walk in?
Oh.
Should I take some clothes off, right? Some shoes off before I walk in? I walked in my shoes like a man. But they have to record in their socks. And so everybody, when you go and watch the Utini show on YouTube, which by the way is fantastic. It's hilarious and thought-provoking. There's a bit about the time that Corey forgot how to tie his shoes, which is phenomenal. And we're never going to let him live it down. That's probably why he doesn't allow shoes in his house. Anyway, but there was also something so inspiring on the most recent episode. I stopped what I was doing, pulled out my computer, and wrote an entire sermon. It inspired me. And so that's a huge compliment. Huge compliment from me. That's the hugest. And so check out the inaugural episode on YouTube. Like, subscribe, and trash talk the boys in the comments. Just go and say, just comment socks in the comments. Tell them, they'll know what it means. Tell them that we sent you. But that's not the only new Utini show in development. Rick, tell the folks about the Utini hockey show.
Yeah, so coming to you soon is the Utini Hockey Show. But before that, we're also going to have the Utini Star Trek Show and the Utini... no, seriously, I would love a hockey show. So for the powers that are listening,
you
just make it happen.
Time to make
I
it.
Know. Or Star Trek needs a show too, seriously. But we'll get there. We'll get there. One
Dave
thing
Filoni
at a time.
Can come on to talk about the Penguins.
The Penguins, yeah. Ooh.
Call it Utrecky or Trektini.
Yeah.
Or what was the episode that we did? Talk Trekkie to me.
Talk Trekkie to me. Yeah.
By the way, somebody in the Discord has demanded that we revisit the Star Trek book that we promised.
Oh, they should.
We should.
We've been purposely pushing that off.
I haven't, but fine. So, in all seriousness, there is another new show, and that is the Utini Baseball Show, which this is a weekly show during the season with some special off-season content that is planned. Episodes are set to release on Fridays, and there's also a really cool complete beginner's guide to Major League Baseball on the Utini.com website. So this show has some special emphasis on learning about the game, which I absolutely need because I'm clueless. Current events, history, culture, strategy. Yeah, it's a whole complete baseball show.
They did a segment recently about if it's best to have your best batter in the two hole or the four hole. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that there were that many holes in baseball. I thought that was a golf thing. Anyway,
right.
I loved learning about all that. Absolutely. There's a famous baseballer named Willie Mays, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Coincidence? I think not.
You know, one of the things that I'll have to talk about with that team is Japanese baseball. Whole different world.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to float a thing over to Corey. But yeah, it's awesome. I love baseball. Big Dodger fan. This is where else would you want to go but the most positive community to talk about things that you like? That's how I feel.
Yeah, and those guys, Anthony, Adam, and Parker, are doing a phenomenal job. Their chemistry is off the charts. Freddie, it reminds me a lot of the very first time that you and I sat down to podcast together, where it felt like I had met my Star Wars soulmate.
Mm.
Yeah, they've got that kind of chemistry. Different story with you, Rick. Moving on. No, I first met you in a totally different context.
Oh, we're going to move on, all right. Let's just go ahead and keep the show rolling a little bit. And
so as we kick Jared off.
you got me. Well, it's funny that you kicked me off. You might as well kick me all the way to Charlotte, because it's time to do a highlight reel of the UtiniCon, the inaugural UtiniCon. That was, we had a Utini, staff-only convention, or we could call it like a company-wide retreat this past weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. Unfortunately, two of you were not able to go. Emily is still on her way from Ireland, even though now she's a week late. So, though, Freddie, I will say the difference this time around. Last time we got to go to something, you know, I got to go to Celebration with you and Emily. So it was like Legends Look Back crew doing the thing together. This time I was on my own.
That's right.
No representation from the show.
Couldn't make it this year. Too close to the wedding. Again, just traveling. Trying to minimize my money spending right now.
Yeah. Put some dollars in the bank. Worth that overtime. And so I had a great time to give a little recap here of what happened. So first and foremost, I'm supposed to, upon arrival, ride with JG and Anthony to Corey's apartment, to Utini HQ. Well, I get delayed. I'm on the plane. We board the plane. I got up at 4 a.m. to get to the airport, had to drive to Tulsa. It was a two-hour drive. It was crazy. Get in the plane, time to take off. I turn to the person next to me and say, the good news about being the first flight of the day is you're rarely delayed.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was a freaking mistake.
Yeah, man.
Because immediately, pilot comes over the intercom, and I quote, I'm not exaggerating, says, pilot says, hey, everybody, this is your pilot speaking, and got some news for you, and that is we just found a loose bolt in the engine, and we're looking into it, but it looks like we're just going to probably take off anyway.
Yeah. Just to give you a high level of what that takes, you have to remove the engine and disassemble the entire thing to find the bolt, and then reassemble it and put it back.
So he says, you don't need all the bolts.
Right.
He says, you only need most of them. He says, I'm trying to get clearance from engineering for us to just fly without it. And I'm sitting back there like, nah, that doesn't sound good, but I kind of want to take off, so let's risk it.
I mean, you need all the... It's like, nowadays, you don't even need all the doors, I hear, so it's whatever.
And then he comes back over the intercom, and he's like, yeah, they're not going to let us take off. They're going to have to change it. So they come and inspect it, only to discover it was exactly what he already said it was the first time. So then they've got to send a dude to go get the bolt from the hangar and then bring it back. It was we were stuck in airplane bureaucracy for hours. Finally take off. Turns out my ride has left me. Thanks, Anthony. Anthony of the Utini Baseball Show. You're welcome for that plug we gave you a minute ago. Left me. So I've got to scramble and find the new ride. You know who I end up riding with? The mustachioed fiend himself, Oz. Oz of the Cosmic Force. Oz, who is an absolute hoot. We had a lot of fun. We get there, go to Utini HQ, and we've got a video from the set of the Utini HQ. Rick, roll the tape.
Yes.
Yeah, there's, yeah. So a little video there is Eric, JG, Oz, and Corey recording a live in-person episode of Bounty Hunt. So they talked about Bad Batch. They did it right there in Utini HQ in Corey's apartment. It was fantastic. The four of them got to do it together. That is up on the Utini Vault channel right now on YouTube. Check that out after the show. It is phenomenal. Freddie, we mostly do podcasting over Zoom. There's a different dynamic doing it in person, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done a couple of shows, you and I, live, right, at Celebration, and there's a whole piece of context missing from these chats, right? We do have some of the body language, but nothing that is, I guess, as tangible as sitting down in the room. So How did it feel, Jared, to get on that set? And, you know, are we going to do a Legends Look Back in Texas studio with Rick?
We absolutely need to do a live in person. Once Emily moves there this summer, we'll do a live in person in Texas. Actually, I don't think you could pay me to go to Texas. See if Corey will pay me to go to Texas, and then we can do an episode in Texas.
I just don't think we have any more room in my house. Remember, we're in the corner of the living room, so it's kind of a tight situation.
Okay, we're going to Emily's house that she doesn't have yet. It's going to be in Texas.
And you do know that, like, that's still like 8 hours away from me, right? Like, it's not like just go over to Emily's house. Like,
yeah, Texas is way too huge.
Yeah.
We'll go to like a random brewery and just bring all of our podcasting gear and set up in a corner. It'll be great. They're going to love it. So, Bounty Hunt, that was great. What was fun was listening to the episode today. You can hear when there's laughter. It comes from all four microphones. Mm. Like, it's like the laughter is extra contagious. So, it's a very fun episode. Loved it. Surfer says going to LegendsCon too. We'll see. We're going to go to some sort of a Legends convention whenever it happens next, as long as we like the powers that be who are running it. So, we'll see. We'll see. But we definitely, guys, plans for a live podcast. We've got to do it. But without you, I did go ahead and warm up the couch for you. Rick, I got to visit the Utini HQ. Roll the tape.
Hey, you did that without a SIM card?
Nice. I'm just going to leave that face up there for a minute.
No, let's not. Let's not. Ray, their dog, looking at me like, why is this psychopath? What does he think he's doing, recording a podcast right now?
On my couch.
Doesn't he even know the mic's not on? Actually, I like, had to squeeze in there. It was a very tight little set. She was, Emma's 100% right. Ray looked mildly concerned. More than mildly, Emma. More than mildly. And JG says, love Ray, just vibing with you. That's not what was happening, though. Very suspicious. Kylo tried to bite me, as one does, tried to stab me. They've got dogs, Ray and Kylo. All right, what else do we need to say about UtiniCon? I could talk all day. It was mostly we just kind of hung out and talked. I'm very task-oriented, though, so I needed stuff to do. Therefore, recorded these videos for you all. I demolished everyone in a tabletop game called Zoo Vadis. And then in the end, when I won, there were tokens. I threw them in the air like I was Russell Westbrook. Or like LeBron, you know, he does the thing where he claps his hands. And I threw them all over everyone. And they looked at me like, wow, he really takes his winning seriously. Yes, I do.
That's
yes,
a fact.
Yes, I do. Yeah, so that was fun. Zoo Vadis. What if the animals run the zoo? Highly recommend it. Great game. Yeah, JG's in the comments. JG and I then in the second round tried to arrange a not-so-secret alliance where I proposed to him Survivor-style, day one alliance, JG first turn. I will vote with you on every single vote if you do the same. And then what actually happened is that backfired, and everyone ganged up on us and destroyed us.
Zoo politics, what can you say?
I know. I kissed my rhino after I won. I grabbed it by the face and... yeah. That's why my wife won't play board games with me anymore. She says I'm a quote-unquote sore winner, whatever that is.
Sore winner.
What else happened? Corey, Andrew, and Oz had the world's worst drunken jam sesh.
Oh, man.
I think we've got a video of that.
Oh, is that what that is?
Is that what
or
that is?
Hopefully it's just a photo, because you guys don't want to hear this.
Okay, yeah, just a photo.
There is some video footage out there somewhere.
This isn't the photo, but here's a nice... A nice photo, but it's not the photo.
Well, let's see what it is.
I believe
in you, Rick. So, a lot of fun things. We played some games, made some music, and made some friends along the way. Friends we already had digitally, and recorded the bonus episode.
Andrew.
It's very fun.
Yep.
Absolutely. We went to a Charlotte Knights baseball game. That was great because they went down 10-0 in the top of the first.
Oh my goodness.
And a guy who hit a 3-run homer was from Arkansas.
There you go.
Shout out to Heston Kerstad. I was cheering against the Charlotte Knights, which everyone at Utini hated. then the Knights battled back, and they went to the 10th inning.
Wow.
with the score tied 10-10. After going down 10-0 in the top of the first, it was eventful. It was very fun. And on top of all that, we got a couple of little promo videos here with the hosts of the Utini show and the Utini baseball show. So I'm very task-oriented, had to get some content made. So here we go. We're going to... Yeah, there's the baseball group photo. Look at those beautiful people. Huge, wonderful event. Very fun. We've got a great crew of people here at Utini. Would it have been better with some more representation from Legends Look Back? Yeah, honestly, would have been. So, way to go, guys. Not showing up for the company retreat.
Sorry.
I'll just move my wedding.
All right. But did record some videos with Eric and Anthony, so let's roll tape on those.
Nice.
That was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
How about that swipe at the end? That little fade?
Oh, yeah.
It took me like an hour.
Nice.
Great job on saving the audio, by the way.
Yeah. When it's wrecked, it's hard. That sounded good.
It's definitely uncanny.
Listen,
see you with a different man's voice.
You spent all 3 minutes thinking about that joke, didn't you? Listen, I had a mobile setup, and it was a spur-of-the-moment decision. to do it. And what I should have done was plugged in headphones to my little portable device to make sure the audio was just right. I didn't check the levels and all that. I couldn't see the levels of my little device. There's a way to get it just right, but I did not go through those steps, and it shows, quite frankly. It shows.
No, I mean, it's good.
The interview with Andrew also sounds bad, but better than that. So, you're welcome.
Cool.
But that's not all. Yes. That's not all.
Is that my cue?
Yeah, you can play it.
All right.
Yeah, we had to rehearse that ending, I'm going to be honest. But I'm pleased. Nice. I'm pleased with how it turned out, even though it almost killed Freddy. Yeah. Certifiably almost killed him.
Oh, wow.
That was great, man.
It's so weird seeing your best bud with a different person's voice. It's just uncanny. I'm in uncanny valley right now, and I just couldn't get out of it.
What's up? You know, what's up? Sorry, I guess, Freddy? You know, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, but thanks for getting that done, Jared. That's cool. Yeah. That you pushed out some videos, man.
I'm nothing if not productive when everyone wants to just sit around and talk. So,
Jared, one thing we need to do is preserve that system.
Freddy can't even say it. I can't even say it.
It's going to take off the nerves at the wedding, right?
I'll give you a second to gather yourself and try this joke again. It'll be another pitch,
yeah,
if you will. All right. Swing and a miss. Try again.
Just preserve whatever system you just set up for these interviews, please. Take it to the wedding.
You want more of those in the future? Okay. We'll see if we can record a little 20-minute bonus episode while I'm there. I'm sure you won't be busy at all. Well, that was a very fun weekend. Very excited to be a part of Utini. We got some very fun things happening behind the scenes, including some fun evolutions of this very show, which we're not ready to share with all of you yet, but if you DM me in Discord enough times, I might just cave and tell you. So, but before we do, the next roundtable that we're going to be discussing on Legends Look Back... Rick, you've been reading it. I know you have, because I had to DM you some scans of some of the pages that you were inexplicably missing one time when you were away from your book, and that is...
A balance point from the New Jedi Order. I've lost count. Is this like book 5, 6?
I do believe it's 6.
Okay.
So yeah.
6, yep. So yeah, by Kathy Tyers. Can't wait to talk about it.
At this point, by the way, I made a note of it. Kathy Tyers is a veteran... Star Wars author by this point.
She's written, what, 3 books?
I want to say about 3 books. Truce of Bakura. Can't remember what else was it.
Oh, is this the author of Truce of Bakura?
It sure is.
Nice. You don't even get to be on the episode, I don't think. We'll see.
We'll figure it out.
I think it's right after the wedding. So
I should be around.
You should leave us. Get your little portable microphone. And then what you need to do is not test the audio.
Hey,
and you need
hey
to...
everybody.
Smokey the Bear here.
You need to record your impressions of the book. Send it to me. I'll put it through an AI compressor that will absolutely ruin it. And we're going to play it on the show anyway. So that will do it for this week. This episode of Legends Look Back, the attempt on Freddy's life left him scarred and deformed, but we survived. If you're looking for other podcasts to expand your fandom, be sure to check out the rest of our lineup in the UTD Network, which, quite honestly, is a horse that we've absolutely beat to death this episode, which is the UTD Avatar Show, the UTD Baseball Show, the Cosmic Force, and the Star Wars Archives. If you are already a proud member of the United on Patreon, thank you. A very special thank you to Brian Dooley, Carl Sander, Michael Fry, Raymond Bazinski on our High Council, as well as James T., Ashley Ingalls, Colton Fife, and Chris Carrizo on our Captain tier for their amazing support. Catch us live every other Tuesday night at 8:30 Central at youtube.com/@UTNUVault. Now ring that bell if you want to get notified whenever we go live. Remember to sub to the channel, leave us a review in your podcast platform of choice. If you'd like your thoughts read on the show, you can email us at legendslookback@utini.com. We're also on Twitter at legendslookback. Keep the party going with us and hop over in the Discord where we are continuing this conversation. See if we can get some more of Rick's collection picks over there in the hashtag Legends Books channel, possibly the Collections channel. Hop on over to Discord with us where we keep the party going with other Utinians. But that's going to do it for us. Keep exploring, keep sharing, and let's keep on expanding the fandom together. May the Force be with you.
This is a Utini broadcast.